Hello, I am Mahendra Gupte. We are looking at Chapter 8, International Trade. Handling international trade expands market reach and revenue, requires planning and compliance, understanding laws, tariffs, and regulations. Strong global partnerships are needed. When we are looking at international trade, we got to understand that it requires huge amount of planning and the compliance issues. A planning here, I would mean the market research, how you want to, which market you want to select, what is your product, where do you want to reach it, and how good is the infrastructure and the conditions in that particular country or the city where you would like to start your business in the overseas market. So while it expands the market reach and the revenue, we got to understand that there is a lot of hard work that has to go before it. Before you can actually start looking at market expansion and revenue increase. And the reason for saying this is that while the first consignment may not actually fetch you any revenue in terms of net profit, what it will serve a bigger purpose, and that is make your product seen and available in the overseas market that you are wanting to target. So reaching the market is most critical. How you reach it is through a lot of planning and compliance to all the requirements of all regulatory bodies right along the way, right from the time you start moving the product out of your premises till the time it reaches the customer in the destined market. Understanding laws, tariffs, and regulations, strong global partnerships are needed. So while if you have to comply to all the regulatory requirements, you will have to understand the laws, the tariffs, and the regulations that go along the way so that you comply to each of them and you have a smooth movement of your cargo directly to the customer, either to a distributor's warehouse or a retail sales outlet that you have decided to take up. Strong global partnership needed. Partnerships would start with the transporter that is moving material from your premises, getting it loaded onto a truck or a trailer, reaching it to the port. The shipping line becomes the second partner, taking care of your cargo on the high seas, or if it is going by the airline, the airline staff that takes over your cargo. The packaging that you've already taken care of. But once the cargo has been boarded onto the vessel for transport and it reaches the destination, the unloading, the handling of the cargo at the destination through customs, clearance through customs, there are too many partnerships that would be required. And the reason for saying that while these will be certain agencies whom you will contact for the transactions, let us realize if you want to get into international trade on a long-term basis, you will have to develop partnerships with each of these stakeholders because they will determine the smoothness and the quick flow of your products through the entire process. Preparation and planning, assess export readiness, develop export strategy, conduct market research, identify trade opportunities. So assess product readiness. Are you ready to actually get into exports in terms of product availability, in terms of volumes of products that are required, in terms of the changes that you want to make for the original product which is sold in the national market? So that would be export readiness. Will you be able to handle repeat orders if your product clicks and there is a demand that suddenly goes up? Are you ready for this? This would all mean assess export readiness. Develop export strategy. You will have to decide that yes, while let's say there are two scenarios where once your product just click in the export market and there is a repeat order which comes in immediately, how will you handle it? How will you want to regulate the supplies to that export market? And on that basis, what is the time frame that you would look at expanding your market to not just one country, but neighboring countries as well? for which you would have to conduct enough and more market research and keep doing it continuously, because there would be competitors who would take certain actions to ensure that your products do not reach the intended markets. Identify trade opportunities. You may find that there is a country which is a little distant from your target country, but that is actually looking for your product because your competitors have not reached there. For whatever reasons, if you see that as an opportunity, you need to encash it, again with a little market research and a lot of export strategy that you will have to put in, because now you would be diverting certain volumes to a different market. Setting up for international trade, you would need legal business entity. It will become a legal business entity. Import and export code and statutory registrations, foreign exchange bank accounts, export ready infrastructure. So if you've reached the next stage where you are saying, now yes, I am ready for exports, all the strategy part is completed, let me look at the physical requirements. You would want to create a new name if you look at it. If the management has decided, no, we would export on the same name but maintain two different accounts for accounting and audit purposes, fine. It would all go with respect to whatever is the export guidance that you have received. But there would have to be a company that will be recognized internationally. So there will be a legal business entity there. There will be an import and export code and the name of that business entity registered with the government of India as an exporter or as an importer, and take care of all other statutory registrations. Registrations with the customs, registration with the inspection authorities, etc., etc. Foreign exchange bank accounts, you would have to contact your bank, check with them what are the benefits that or the services that they provide you with an international or a foreign exchange bank account, or you would need to look at a different bank to actually keep this transaction separate from the regular banking because of the services that are being provided. And export ready infrastructure is the actual manufacturing, documentation, packaging, etc. in your own manufacturing setup. Export execution, product and pricing strategy, logistics and distribution channels, risk and currency management, trade finance utilization. Now comes the actual execution of operations, where you would have to decide the kind of products that you want to sell, which are the two products that you want to start with, what are the other following products in sequence that you would make ready for exports and then offer them to the export markets. What would be the pricing strategy for each of these products so that while you are making money, you are also making it competitive in the export market. Logistics and distribution channels. Once you have the product ready, you have the pricing strategy in place. The next is the physical movement of the product from your premises or your factory to the customer or the customer's country. That is where logistics and the distribution channels and the network will come into place. You are also going to, at that point of time, try and take cognizance of the risk and the currency management. So what are the benefits or the services that the international banking is going to make available to you? Can you hedge funds? Can you book currency? Whatever are those aspects. Trade finance utilization. Would you want to use any trade facilities to finance the shipment, or you would like to use it at a later point of time, at the time of expansion that you would want to get into? Legal and regulatory compliance, understand trade laws and tariffs. So once you are ready with shipments, once you are ready with documentation, readiness is available, you will also want to look at a final costing to the customer after you have seen what are the trade laws and the likely tariffs that you would have to pay on your goods. So you would have to come up with, try and find out a sort of an approximate landed cost of your product in the foreign country so that you can discuss that with your customer and make sense to him in terms of the trade. customs and taxation compliance, what all is required to ensure that there is proper compliance and there is exempt from duty or there is a minimum duty or whatever is the customs duty that you would have to pay or your customer will have to pay at the time of clearing the goods at destination. After this, once this is the first transaction that you take care of, then you would want to get into a contract on a regular basis. Maybe the second consign, you wait for the second order to come in. And once the second order is in place is when you actually get into a contract with the customer. Either he becomes your distributor in that country or whatever is the status you would like to give him. And continuous regulatory updates. So once you have started one, once you have done one transaction, that does not mean it's the end of the road. You would have to keep a vigil or keep monitoring any regulatory changes that come up, any compliance changes that come up, so that you are able to comply with those rules, regulations, and continue your exports smoothly. Buyer and seller requirements. Well, these are softer. There are certain issues other than compliance, other than documentation, other than finance that are required by both the seller as well as the buyer in the country. Now, let's take for matter of discussion, let's take a situation where you are the seller and you are the buyer also of goods from an overseas country. What would you need? You would need soft skills both ways. You would need knowledge of the materials that you are buying, of the customer. If you are selling, you would require knowledge of that market. You will require knowledge of the cultural backgrounds of your customer. You will require the knowledge of how business practices take place in that country. This would benefit you for both, again, import as well as exports. What is the kind of technology that is being used? Is the country that you are exporting to ahead of you or ahead of India in terms of use of technology? Or are they a little backward as compared to where we are? You would also require cultural intelligence. There are certain, in many times you will come across when you are trying to export materials that there are certain words that have a very different meaning in different languages. So you would want to understand that and abstain from using them so that you don't cause any indifference or any uncomfortable situations. Soft skills for international business. You need to have cross-cultural communication. So you need to understand at least or start getting trained in one other language other than English so that you are able to make your customer or your seller more comfortable during the conversation. Adaptability and flexibility. Adaptability is in terms of time zones, in terms of flexibility, in trying to explain processes, in terms of trying to explain documentation to your importer or your exporter as with respect to your country or the international trade. Emotional intelligence. Many a times all of us go through a lot of emotional turmoil, whether it is our family, whether it is somebody close, or whether it is your boss. In these situations, if you are not emotionally good or not on a very good playing field, abstain from calling, making an international call, or you should be ready to take care or handle an emotional seller or an emotional buyer on the other side of the call. Negotiation and influence. You got to lay down the rules for your negotiation, whether you're selling or whether you're buying. Whatever is your target prices, it is not only the price that should actually be negotiated. You never look at the price when you are negotiating. You look at the bigger picture and then make price as just a small factor in the entire process. So what you are looking at is actual gains that are much more than the price that you are paying for the product. Resilience and networking. Resilience and networking is more addressing the fact that you may have to make calls on a daily basis. At a separate time zone, maybe much earlier than your office timing. That means you would be making those calls outside the office, maybe from your home. And you need to do that to ensure that your network remains in place. You may be following up a shipping line which at the destination country's port and trying to understand where your cargo is, or you're trying to push your agent to get somebody to talk to you because something is not right at your shipment. This is where resilience and networking would come in. Knowledge requirements. You need to get a proper knowledge of the trade regulations and policies, especially in the two countries that you are dealing with. If you are looking at multiple countries, you would have to have knowledge of multiple countries in terms of trades, trade regulations and the policies. What are the global market trends you got to keep track of? Because a lot of minerals, your business is in dealing with minerals, or minerals form a big part of your trade or your business, you may want to keep track of the global market trends from the London Stock Exchange or any other agencies. Logistics and supply chain. Many a times when there are geopolitical issues coming up, there are certain extra levies that the shipping line puts up on every cargo that is moving in that area where there is likely to be a war or there is likely to be some turmoil that is caused by the two countries. Cultural awareness. You must understand how do you deal with the cultural requirements of the country where you are exporting or you are importing from, the kind of words that you use to give the opposite people the required respect. You do not ignore them, you do not ignore their suggestions, or you keep a conversation that is amicable and beneficial for the business. Technology requirements. You need to understand what kind of communication platforms you are using. You may be on SAP, but is your exporter or is your importer on the same platform? He may be on internet with a very patchy connection, which means your email cannot go there with big attachments. You will have to ensure that you use other form of transport of communicating to him. Maybe he has a better connection at his residence or some other office where you could mail or transfer the documents there. Global e-procurement, you need to look at if your supplier is on a global e-procurement platform where communication is through a portal, and then he would get the order directed to him. Data analytics and big data tools is where you look at what is possible. How do you look at data on an analytical basis to understand what are the market trends in your target markets, or what is the situation when you are trying to source materials from your overseas supplier? AI and fintech solutions. You can use AI to put up a proper order with your supplier based on a better demand forecast with the help of AI. But at the same time, AI may also caution you and tell you that your supplier in so-and-so country is likely to be hit by a new regulation that is coming up from that government over the next 1 or 2 months. In this situation, you may want to caution your supplier and see if you can get some benefit of this 1 month or 2 months, whatever is the period, to get more supplies at a better cost or a better transaction. And fintech solutions. Fintech is nothing else but finance technical solutions, which could affect you, or if you are able to get into a better mode of payment or communication with the supplier or the buyer. Skills for buyers. Effective communication. We all understood the reason and the importance of this. Negotiation. As I said, you need to negotiate, but then you got to understand and use your management guidelines as to what you are going to negotiate for. Critical thinking. There may be situations where you may get stuck or your consignment gets stuck, and you may actually need to do some critical thinking and ensure that the bottom line is reached. Emotional intelligence. Understanding. You get a call and something goes wrong on the other side. You got to understand that the person is not emotionally right in the right frame of mind to carry on this conversation. Excuse yourself, make the call a little later and get the person in a better frame of mind. Teamwork. Don't look at teamwork only at your base office or at your office, but look at a teamwork with respect to your supplier or with respect to your buyer. Make him an equal part of the business transaction so that he feels responsible and is actually able to help you or tell you ways and means of moving or easing the smooth movement of the cargo. What are the hard skills that a buyer must know? Procurement process knowledge. He must understand what kind of packaging needs to be done, what kind of procurement needs to be done, how the procurement has to happen, what are the kind of capability features that you need to look at a supplier, all those technical aspects. You also need to understand what are the market analysis so that you are better equipped to negotiate better prices, better volumes, and better inputs for your company. Supply chain software proficiency. If you have a supply chain software that is usable and you are able to extend that to your supplier, then that would be great, where he stops communicating through that patchy network rather than uses the cloud to communicate with you. Contract and supplier management. You need to understand how to look at a contract, what are the main requirements of the contract which has been signed, and what is it that the supplier needs to comply with on that contract. There may be situations where certain basic things will be complied with, but some things may not. You will have to ensure that those are complied with, because otherwise the transaction or the cargo is not likely to reach you or likely to reach you late. Skills for sellers. Product and market knowledge. Yes, you must know your product. You must know what it can do, how it can affect competitors, what are the kind of competitive products that are available in the market that you are targeting. All this needs to be understood, and also understand which product or which brand are you going to hit when you introduce your product in that same market which is being ruled by the current 5 or 6 brands. Sales process expertise. You must understand how the sales process takes place. What is it that the customer is looking for? Let him hear what he wants to hear with respect to your product and the capabilities of your product. Relationship building. Don't let it come down to a transaction, and don't narrow your focus only on the transaction at hand. You got to look at the bigger picture and build a relationship which will ultimately fructify into a partnership with your customer. Negotiation and presentation. You can be clear on many companies have this policy that they will not negotiate the price, but they are ready to negotiate other terms and conditions like payment, like credit periods, etc., etc. Because to them, their belief is that if they negotiate the price, they would be downgrading or lowering the brand value of their company, their product. And as a result, they would not want to talk about the brand, the pricing that is for the product. Emotional intelligence. Again, here, as I said, with respect to the buyer, you need to understand whether you are selling or whether you are buying, what is the emotional condition of the person on the opposite side of the line, and how should you push, whether you should push your point that you want to make or you hold it for another day. Developing relationships, market and cultural research, networking and trade events, clear communication, trust and mutual respect. When you are doing your market and cultural research, you realize that you do the initial research and the initial cultural research as well as the market research. You have narrowed down to your customer and you want to appoint him now as your distributor. Now, this is the time where you are going slow because you want to be sure that you're not making any mistakes with respect to whom you're going to partner for a long term. Once you have done that, you got to start networking and start attending trade events so that you push your your partner in the foreign country to himself increase more networking. Now, he's going to benefit his own business as well as you're looking at a benefit for your product to be made available to more number of people, to more number of agencies and to much more markets in and around the target country. Clear communication. Never use any ambiguous words or leave sentences halfway. Complete them even if your conversation dies off due to some external issue which is beyond your control. The next time that you are able to communicate, do complete that communication so that there is absolute clarity in the point that you are trying to make and get a feel of the clear understanding from the opposite side. Trust and mutual respect. Whenever somebody asks you to respect their time, or how do you respect somebody's time? If you have given somebody an appointment, be there on time. If you are supposed to reach somewhere, you got to maybe struggle, but yes, you will have to reach there on time. If in case reaching a point or reaching a place is just not possible because of whatever time periods, and you have already made enough time to, you've already marked out enough time to reach that place, then it all stands that you inform the person well in advance that whether you are going to make it or you're not going to make it. This will not change anything at his end, but it will change his way of looking at you and his attitude towards you whenever you are transacting any business or any conversation with him. Relations to partnerships. As I said, you start with a transaction, then it moves to a relationship, and then from that relationship of over 4 or 5 transactions, or maybe 2 or 3 years, you move to a partnership where there is going to be a long-term collaboration. You have shared goals and values. Both of the companies are looking at the same goals, are looking at the same values in each other. You may appoint, through the distributor, may appoint local agents and partners, or you may want to look at how to deal with products in different areas of the market. That is, you are in partnership with your distributor or your seller, trying to look at how you can integrate your supply chain. Communication and culture. Regular communication is a must. You cannot have a break in communication. If there is a break in communication, you can be clear or sure that there is going to be a break in the business. Is this something that you can accept or you can live with? No. As a result, the requirement is what? Regular communication. Language sensitivity, you got to be very careful. Especially today, in today's world, most of us are conversing, even for business, on WhatsApp. Refrain from using any emojis so that they don't offend somebody at the other side. Local etiquette awareness. You must be aware what are the etiquettes when you are meeting them in person locally, or whether it is their own business, their business partner, or it's an agent which you go to along with your partner. Professional translators if needed. If there is a language issue or there is a document that is to be translated, do not use the required available resources. Instead, try and get professional service, make use of a professional service or professional translators who can certify. And there are agencies who also certify that this document is correctly translated. The reason for doing this is, if in case there is an issue that comes up and it has to be taken to court, a certified translation of the original document will actually stand for some value in court. Summary: international trade needs planning and skills. Soft skills are critical for success. Buyer and seller skills differ, and strong relationships lead to partnerships. So international trade needs planning and skills. We've been going through practically in every chapter that there is a lot of research required, there's a lot of planning required from the company who wants to start or get into international trade, whether it is imports or whether it is exports. Whether you are a buyer or a seller, you need to have soft skills, and that is most critical for success of your transaction or of your business in the overseas market. Mind you, a buyer and a seller, the skills required will be different, definitely, and you will have to develop those skills on your own as a buyer or as a seller. Last but not the least, strong relationships lead to partnerships, and that is where your company, your management is depending on you to develop from a transaction to a strong relationship, and a strong relationship then to a strong or a very strong long-term partnership. Thank you.